makinig sa SBS Filipino.
It all began with the collaboration with Youth of the Streets, and Stefo Natsu, the director, conducted interviews with youth that came from Youth of the Streets, and they conducted these interviews and recorded them. And Stefo transcribed these interviews and placed them into the script. And then he molded it so that it would work well together. And the beauty of it is that there's no personal details or personal information that would connect these stories to these young people. So they're not in danger of saying something and then having backlash or negative consequences or anything like that. So a lot of the things that are covered in the piece is very personal, and it's just it's a good platform for these young for the youth to kind of explain in their own words how they see Bankstown and their own life experiences and their thoughts about like the culture and cultural displacement. And it came about through those interviews, and it's very, very true, very organic, very authentic.
What kind of narrative arc do we see, though?
It's not quite linear in terms of how a story would have a beginning, middle, end, but it does in a sense that they have all been in Bankstown, and they've all experienced, I guess, a similar kind of life where they went through school and then had to go through work, and their experiences may vary, but the thing that combines them is that they're from the community. And the thing is with the story is that once it ends, it doesn't really end. These stories, they're still continuing to this day because they're true stories of these young people. So we don't really have an ending as per se, but the stories continue on.
Can you go into more details as to what kind of stories these are?
Well, there's a lot of adult themes that are displayed throughout the show. There's a part in the play called what we call Crime Wave, where these three characters would tell their stories in a theatrical sense, where they would each share their own experience with the criminal activity that they had done in the past. And then they would explain to the audience what happened. And yeah, apart from that, there's homelessness. There's a scene where Youth of the Streets would be providing food for the homeless kids in the scene, which is also kind of an intermission for the audience to have their own time to maybe leave and then come back. And then we kind of integrated that into the play and kept it as a scene because it's true to the fact that there would still be homeless children at that time of the interviews during let's say Paul Keating Park, for example, and there's also scenes where they would talk about where they would find work, how they got the work, the troubles they had of having to find more work to sustain themselves, to survive, and having to deal with that kind of all the stresses in life.
Now you're also from Bankstown, yeah. And you're also in the theater piece. You're playing guitar, I believe.
Yes.
You're a musician, and you're also one of the actors. how do you relate to these stories, and do you feel like you're bringing something, or what do you feel like you're bringing to the table?
In the play, I play a social worker who provides accommodation for these two young homeless women. And just that sort of character, like I've seen, like in the community, like how youth of the streets would bring accommodation to someone, and how welcoming they are, and just this being in the community has helped me to kind of shape, especially with the music, and how we've shaped it so that each scene has its own soundtrack, as per se, and all those experiences that I've had working here and studying here, yeah, has led to this play, and I can share the stories. I can resonate with them.
sbs.com.au/Filipino